Good morning, my family. Glad that you've joined us on today. Our quote for today comes from Chadwick Boseman. He says, "In times of crisis, the wise build bridges, but the foolish build barriers." Think about it. There's a wonderful parable by the 19th century philosopher whose name is Soren Kierkegaard, and the parable is entitled, "The Parable of the Barnyard Geese." I want to share this with you guys on today. A certain flock of geese lived together in a barnyard with high walls around it. Because the corn was good and the barnyard was secure, the geese would never take a risk. One day a philosopher goose came along, and he was a wise philosopher, and every week they listened quietly and attentively to his wise and inspirational sayings. "My fellow travelers on the way of life," he would say, "can you seriously imagine that this barnyard, with its great high walls around it, is all there is to existence? I tell you, there is another and a greater world outside of these walls, a world of which we are only dimly aware of. Our forefathers knew of this outside world. They stretched their wings and flew across the desert wastelands and the landless oceans and over miles of green valleys and wooded hills. But look at us now. Here we remain in this barnyard, our wings folded and tucked into our sides, as we are content to puddle in the mud, never lifting our eyes to the heavens which should be our home." These geese thought that this was a very fine lecture. How poetic, they thought. How profoundly existential. What a flawless summary of our history and the mystery of our existence. Often the philosopher spoke of the advantages of flying and reminded the geese that this is what they were called to do. After all, they had wings, and the only reason for wings was to fly. Often he reflected on the beauty and the wonder of life outside the barnyard and the freedom of the skies. And every week these geese were uplifted. They were inspired and moved by the philosopher's messages. They hung on to his every word. They devoted hours, weeks, and even months analyzing and critically evaluating his ideas. They produced learned documents on the ethical and spiritual implications of flight. They did all of this with diligence, but one thing they never did, they did not fly. For the corn was good, and the barnyard was safe and secure. My brothers and my sisters, could this be us? Could this be the mindset of many Christians today? Have our churches become places of information instead of places of transformation? Have we come to the place where it has become okay to enjoy sermons and not be challenged by them? Have we become content to be hearers only and not doers of God's word? Have we lost our vision? If so, let me remind you that vision without purpose is only an unrealized dream. Because many children of God are satisfied to live within the confined walls of the culture, they cannot imagine the wonders of life that are waiting for those who take the risk of trusting God. We hear week after week sermons of inspiration and promise and revelation and truth, and every week we celebrate what we have heard. Though we hear the truth, though we know the truth, discuss the truth, and explain the truth, yet many don't live by that truth they've heard because the corn in the walled barnyard is good and we are safe and secure. But I want to remind you in this meditation that we are called to live lives of radical and risky faith. We are called to follow a God who promises to lead us to the promised land of greater blessings. But to reach the promised land, we must first leave where we are. And sometimes that literally means that we, like Abraham, must leave those physical places of comfort and ease and follow God wherever he leads. But it also means that we must leave our ways of thinking and lifestyle practices and those habits that we are so comfortable with. I want you to know, my sisters and brothers, and believe that there is a greater life awaiting for those who dare to risk trusting the call of God, but not as individuals, but as together, as a people who live and learn and grow together. And when we together do this, then we will discover the amazing reality of Isaiah chapter 40, where he writes, "You will soar on the wings like eagles. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint." Let's pray. God of eternal beauty and greatness, we boldly yet humbly approach you. We come to you today to experience the wonder of your love. Yes, you've been good to us. You've been better to us than we could ever be to ourselves, and for this we thank you. We approach you this morning asking that you would inspire us to dream together as a community of faith. We pray, O God, that you would bless us so that we might reject the false notion of individual blessing and embrace the sacred truth of our oneness in you. God, we pray for the wisdom and the courage to trust you enough to live beyond the confines of our culture and to dare live the risky life of faith that reveals your greatness and your love for the world. Bear us on the wings of faith that we together, like geese, may soar in the heavens to show the collective beauty of your people to the world and the liberating freedom that awaits all those who truly love and serve you. For we ask all of this in Jesus' great name. Amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, that's all I have for you today. But always remember, live each day in love with God. Y'all be good. Until the next time. Bye.